The year is 1961. John F. Kennedy becomes America's first hot president since Ruthie B. Hayes, a.k.a. Babe Ruth, as he was known by the flappers at the time. Gas is 27 cents a gallon. Nowadays, your average IPA costs $5 a pint, but back then you could get high on a gallon of gas for 27 copper pennies. And in Detroit, Michigan, there was a damaged young man by the name of Bob rocking all over town trying to make a name for himself. Bob's father, a Ford medical technician, abandoned the family when Bob was 10, which may have fueled Bob's artistic fire. Starting in high school, Bob bounced between bands as a singer, keyboardist, guitar player, and songwriter, and he made a name for himself when he released the song East Side Story, which he'd originally written for another local band. The single sold 50,000 copies around Michigan and fueled him to release four more singles with his band The Last Herd. The song Heavy Music, released in 1967, nearly broke nationally, but the label that released it went out of business. So Bob kept rambling on and made more small-town hits, but finally reached Billboard charts with his Capitol Records single, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. The album reached number 62 on Billboard and gave Glenn Frey of Eagles fame his studio wings, singing back up and playing guitar. After a few more unsuccessful releases, in 1974, Bob put together the Silver Bullet Band. Their first album had moderate success, but the live album they put out right after would get the fans stirring. In 1976, Bob and the Bullets released Night Moves, which shot up the charts to number 4 and has sold over 6 million copies. The next 10 years would see Bob and the boys ruling the airwaves and movie soundtracks and putting his town of Detroit, Michigan on the map. Oh! With a career spanning 6 decades, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, and a catalog that's still too big for the internet, today we stand by Bob Seger. You guys aren't going to believe this. Me and Tommy make 20 grand a week on this podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Stand By Your Band. Thank you for all that Patreon support we're getting.
20,000.
Really 20 grand each.
Yeah. Tommy's bought new pajamas.
These are pure cotton.
Guys, how's it going? The people you're hearing on the microphones are to my left, Ryan Donahue.
Hello.
And to his left, old green shirt
green
himself.
Green shirt.
Connor Delahanty.
How's it hanging?
If you don't know what I'm talking about with green shirt, one time Connor wore a green shirt, and now he's fucking green shirt. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah. Connor has a new green shirt. Can you tell the audience what it says?
Yeah, my mother, she, you know, she's a fan of the pod, so she likes to up my character as old green shirt. So she sent me the shirt in the mail, she just prefaced it. She told me, I'm sending you a shirt. I think you might like it. I don't know what it means.
So that's always. Oh, God.
That's a positive. And the shirt just said in neon green, it said, "Your hood ain't hood enough."
We live in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn.
She expected old white-faced me, who my face has been described as pure evil by a black man before.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Pure evil?
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, I can see it. Nice.
I can see it.
Yeah, I see it. Those fucking dimples.
Was it like a holiday or your birthday? Was there any?
Oh, that I got called pure evil?
No,
it was my mom just bought it and was like, my son Connor could use this. I think she wants me to die. Maybe she have life insurance on me? I don't know.
Have you worn it or used it for anything?
No, I gave it away. I mean, Tom gave it away.
Oh, I gave it away on Doug Loves Movies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I put
that's
it in
a great
prize bag.
Yeah, it was perfect for that. That scenario.
It was great. Yeah. Because it's usually, I assume, tourists or something that would wear that.
I don't know who would wear
Sadists.
That.
Sadists.
It was also like, it was like a baseball cut of a shirt. You know, like that 3/4 length.
So yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not a lot of people wear even that kind of shirt. And that with those words on it. It was like a shirt made for like the shittiest of boardwalks.
Yeah, for sure. It was bad. We were gonna make Jordan wear it around the block. Welcome to the neighborhood,
asshole.
Get
your cardio up. Just wear this.
How's you guys' day going? We doing good?
Ryan, yeah.
You having a nice little day?
Yep, had a nice little day. Ate some sour Skittles.
Okay.
Yep, king size bag. Dwayne Reed.
Sour Skittles.
I know. I eat terrible candy.
King
I love
size
sour candy. Is my favorite thing.
Are you a Warhead guy?
I am. Well, not anymore.
Yeah, they're too intense.
Did you ever put somebody in your mouth? You got a sore?
Yeah, I have my tongue hurts right now.
I thought that I had like ruined my tongue with those things.
Oh, permanently?
Yeah.
24 hours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Is that shop talk for all the sour boys?
Yep. I'm big into shock tarts and Sour Patch Kids, all that shit. I don't know why. I can't get enough. I just, like, my grandma used to buy it, and I just would always go into the cupboard and just eat it, and now I think it's, like, a comfort food or something like that.
But it's weird because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
It's awful. Everything except for the eating of it is disgusting.
Yeah.
Do your eyes
like
stand
up. Like everything except for the time on stage is just like not.
I think
you know,
it's like the relief of it is kind of nice.
Well, the intensity and then the.
You think so?
Yeah, that's
I
part of
that
it. I think it is.
It's just like spicy food. I just like that flavor.
Yeah, it could
be. I love the flavor. I don't
it's
know.
A sensation thing.
That's true.
When my dominatrix comes over, I always say, make it like a sour candy.
Yeah, you make her her do that Willy Wonka shit where she turns into a sour berry.
Well, then we kind of float up to the ceiling.
Make me look like this, and you just show the Warheads guy.
You know what would be funny? You said you ate a king-sized bag of M&M's. It'd be funny if kings actually ate
you
like
mean
that.
Like I'll have 30% more.
Like if you saw like the prince of England or something.
Yeah, there's a prince over there, I'm sure.
Eating a bag of king-sized, and then they get slapped out of his hands.
You wait until that heart stops.
You eat the fun
and
size.
And also, why no queen size M&Ms?
People,
they call it share size now on some of the candies.
To be gender neutral?
No, maybe, just to be like, hey,
sharing.
Maybe you shouldn't eat this all by yourself.
Yeah. I liked the
share
you're
a
kind.
King if you eat all these.
I like the share kind that it's the amount that Cher likes to eat, the exact amount.
Listen, if your husband skied into a bunch of trees, he'd eat something.
Oh, no.
Don't do any words.
No, hell
you
no.
Sick
I don't
fuck.
That at all.
You're going to go after Sonny in this house?
We should do a Sonny Bono episode. Everyone loves Sonny.
But you have to defend Sonny's driving.
You got to do it during ski season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. It was skiing. Yeah. I'm sorry. I fucked up.
I only know that story from the Eminem lyric where he goes like, fly into the trees faster than Sonny Bono. Oh, no.
I only know that because I went on like a 8th grade ski trip and one of the dads was like, hey, don't pull a Sonny Bono. And we were like, what does that mean? And he was like,
I do explain to a man's dad.
He ran into a tree and died while skiing.
That's like going to be my future. Just the weird Midwestern dad who makes references to kids then explains them.
No child will get your references. Well, why does Mr. McNamara always go, that was a great joke?
Yeah.
When we don't understand it.
Why did Mr. McNamara told me if I lose one of my ribs, I'm going to have a great time?
Like, yeah, this kid burps more than Robert Durst. Like, what? I'm like, well, listen.
Sometimes a man loves a woman too much and ends her life. Oh, that is so good. A Sonny Bono.
I will say Tom and I are drinking Coors Lights in honor of our
Silver
Bullet
Band.
Because tonight we're doing...
Wait, did they... Oh,
Bob Seger.
Bob Seger. Hey, were they... was that based on that, or is that just a coincidence? Silver Bullets.
I think it was based on that. Right?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wait, which one are you saying is based on which? Do you think the band was based on the beers, or the beers were based on the band?
I'd say a chicken and the egg scenario if I've ever heard one.
Well, I feel like...
A Silver Bullet is bigger than both of that.
Like, yeah, that's what I think that Connor's right on this one, but
as a werewolf hunter.
Yeah, I know. I hunt werewolves.
As a I think you are a werewolf.
Old
you dirty
green
fuck.
Shirt.
I've heard of a MILF hunter, but a werewolf hunter?
Wait. have you heard of a MILF hunter?
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, I love MILF hunter.
Yeah, he seems like a really open-minded guy. Neil Hunter.
He provides jobs.
Resist.
Is this a real human?
Yeah, he hunts MILFs and kills them for sport.
Is it a serial killer?
No.
It is a real guy, and he's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, he's actually sick. He's going to be on the next podcast. We're going to defend him.
Is he? Is that his stage
name?
He's
just a porn star. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, oh, wait, that's a real guy?
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't even know it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you guys like Christians?
I'm sorry. I've never looked at a porno. What is that?
He's in his pajamas.
MILF Hunter, he hangs out with the Bang Bros.
What are you, Christian?
I feel like Bob Seger would call it a porno. you boys watching?
He still
watching
buys
the pornos.
He still calls them porno tapes, even if it's on the internet. Are you watching them porno tapes?
He won't watch it on the internet. He goes, put that on a VHS for me. If you want me
it's
to watch
better
it
with the static.
Just like he won't
rip
put
it
his fucking music online. He won't have his pornos online.
Yeah, first point of contention with Bob Seger. No music on Spotify. Fucked
what's
that
up about?
No
or
Spotify,
just like
no
iTunes.
iTunes
either.
No iTunes?
Nothing.
How do you guys listen to it?
I have CDs, and then like on YouTube, you can just listen to like the greatest hits.
That's what
like,
I've been. I had to listen on YouTube. Like we're
you,
fucking
Donnie?
Teens.
It's just in my heart all the time.
Oh, it's always playing 24/7.
God damn it!
No, for me it's YouTube videos.
Are you watching live performances?
Not really. No, I'm just listening to like Night Moves on repeat. Usually,
are you watching like fan made videos? Because those are my favorite thing on YouTube. Oh, but it's like the collages.
Yeah.
Oh, you see the slideshow.
It's like if you had like. For 30 seconds, it'll be a random picture of like a sunset because sun is in the song
they say
somewhere.
The word. Yeah.
It's so funny how many hits you can get on YouTube for doing shit like that, though.
Oh, for
you
sure.
Put, my buddy, he's a very funny boy, but he's not a comic, but he's just a funny man. But he, we got into a big fight once because he put a YouTube video up that was just 90s nostalgia, and it was a bunch of 90s songs and then mixed with pictures of 90s stuff. Like
it was sincere?
It was totally sincere. And he was
people
killing it on YouTube.
Today.
Like 100,000 hits.
He was getting a ton of hits, and he was like bragging about it. And I put up like a funny video that I worked on. It was like a sketch I made, and he was like, your video's not getting shit. And I was like, your video's in nostalgia. You're playing at people's hearts.
Right, yeah. It's like the when the voice does the backstory that's like sponsored by Toyota or something. It's like, oh, I'm just so grateful for Toyota to bring me and my mom together after the death of my father. It's like, you fucking set this up.
I was going into labor. They said, we're getting you an ambulance. I said, no, you're getting me a Camry.
They are the most affordable and dependable car.
We want to get there fast and safe, don't we?
Oh, man.
I drove a Camry for a long time.
Is that right?
Those
it's true.
I got a Corolla.
Car.
Yeah, yeah. They're
I
great.
Toyota is sponsoring us today. And we're
clearly,
really,
yeah. I love how we brought that up ironically. we started, really? What a great product.
I actually love my
no,
Toyota.
Seriously.
There are layers.
I used to have a Chrysler and it fucking sucked.
Dude, that's going to be have to be like how ads are in like 50 years. Like they're going to have to like meta ad where it's like, oh, imagine if we... And then like they're like, no, but seriously, we...
It's
you
weird
know what I mean?
That there aren't more attack ads in like... I mean, they used to do more
slander
with like
campaign.
Burger King with like shit. Yeah, like Burger King with like shit on McDonald's kind of like... You don't want the other guys, and it would kind of
like
show
a picture of Ronald
up, like,
McDonald with a hot dog in his
ass.
Boo.
And just one guy booing him.
You want the Burger King.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Eating a king-size bag of M&M's.
Back to the king-size.
He's got a foot-long hot dog in his ass. Like, it's better.
Grimace banging Jared. Fogel, that is.
Put ketchup on your hot dog.
There should be more attack ads. Like, fuck Chrysler. We like Toyota.
It really would help everybody, probably. You
like,
know what
all
I mean?
Commercials are just the kid peeing on logos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Calvin. Yeah.
I feel like
those got taken over by racists somehow. Those Calvin and Hobbes, like the guy peeing on a fucking.
Of course they
do.
Yeah.
It's a kid just like
taking a piss on stuff.
I think it's one of those things where Calvin just got older, and then the racist starts to come out. He starts peeing on black
people. Yeah, once
people
Hobbes
or whatever.
Once Hobbes died, he really took it out on others.
He was radicalized. Yeah.
Speaking of cars and commercials, Bob Seger.
Oh, yeah.
Famous for his Built Ford Tough slogan.
Like a rock.
Built like a rock.
Like
is it
a
Ford?
Rock.
It is Ford, right?
Ooh, like a rock.
I think going into the tiny fucking bit of criticism we have for Bob Seger today.
I found three things.
We found some stuff. The thing is, every time we fucking do this, where we post on Facebook, like, hey, here's the band that's people are defending, they're like, oh, everybody loves Bob Seger. You're in your liberal bubble.
Yeah, people are cowards.
We get the same comment every episode we post it, and then someone different every time comments like, who would not like this band? And there's someone who doesn't like every band.
Right.
Of course. Who would actually vote for Donald Trump?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Thank you. The good people. The good people of America.
The beautiful people.
Banana.
Yeah, so that, I think, is where a lot of the criticism I was finding came from, was a lot of people who were just... It sounded like people were just tired of hearing that fucking song. And I don't like that song that much as far as his music goes. I was reading the lyrics to it today, and I was like, this is kind of weird. I don't know. It's not a great song, but also it's been jammed down people's throats for...
Exactly.
10 years or
whatever.
And
that's not even Bob Seger's call, you know what I mean? That's what sucks. You put something out into the universe, and then it could just get attached to something that...
I mean, I think that he has the call to say no to putting his music in commercials.
What I will say is, I think that it's changed. I think the music industry has changed, where I don't think people make fun of people for having their songs in commercials anymore, because it's so hard to make money off music.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like... And you hear, like, cool songs in music a lot, or in commercials
and
now.
In music. As well.
You do hear cool songs
honestly,
in music. Yeah.
The coolest place to find songs these days
is in music.
Music, man. Hey, how many ways are there to listen to music?
Oh, there's four. I only gave Sieg one of the ways today. I went for a long, nasty jog, and it's points against
points.
What? Negative points for Sieg not being on Spotify. So I had to stop every fucking 3 minutes and pull up another YouTube video.
How
am I supposed to keep my heart rate up?
Not all music's running music.
I learned that the easy way today.
Yeah, Bob Seger's more
like
driving.
It was pretty
music.
Hard if it was nasty.
Driving was and nasty. Drinking music.
It's driving
sure.
away yes. from your problems. Music.
Yeah.
It's I just need to take a drive.
Yeah.
As you say to your wife as you walk out it forever.
It is.
Yeah, doing cardio while listening to Bob Seger is just, it somehow makes no sense to me. I don't know why.
It is definitely like, I remember the love in her eyes music.
Like, that's why I love him so much, because I could only get one radio station in my shitty car in high school, and it was like the classic rock one. So like when I was in high school and I was all angsty, like driving home in the middle of the night, like that's what was on, and I was like, this fucking speaks to me. And he's talking about like teenage girls in his song.
Oh,
so
hell
like
yeah.
it hit me.
That's why I like it now.
I was a teenager.
At what point in music do people stop doing that? Because everyone was doing it in the 70s.
It was like 70s
like.
To like mm-hmm. early 80s. It was all that, and like honestly, even the Red Hot Chili Peppers have a song that's like, she's only 18.
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
Yeah. What's that Beatles song?
Yeah, she's 17.
17,
yeah.
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean. What does he mean?
It's like, if it's catchy, it's cool.
It'd be great if She's Only 18 was just about like her school schedule that day. Like her,
there's a song
she's
I
not
can't.
Quite ready for a real relationship.
My favorite one, I was talking about this with Dan Friesen once. There's a song where it's like, she's 17 years old, leave her alone. You're like, oh, nice. And he goes, they say. I thought he was on the right side.
Yep. Yeah, he wouldn't be writing it. There'd be nothing to write a song about if he left her alone.
They say.
Yeah.
Nobody writes a song about a good choice they made.
See, I don't know if this is true, but my dad told me that Bob Seger, when I was a kid, my dad told me that he always had like a story for everything. And I guess Bob Seger was laying on a bench as a fucking drunk who with no prospects for his future. And before he was Bob, the Bob Seger, you know. And he was just singing to himself drunkenly on a bench, and some guy like gave him his card and was like, call me when you take a shower.
That cannot be true.
I know,
that cannot be true.
This brilliant executive just I think that was
your dad's way of telling you to follow your dreams, right?
That cannot be true.
Call me when you take a shower.
I think he was like super young when he started doing music. It's not like he was like some grizzled man. Because when he was making a lot of this music, he was like 20.
I'm not surprised that's so untrue. I grew up on alcoholic folklore to like
so
the. I learned so many things were lies when
I was
like 20.
That was for sure your dad's way of being like, see, I could still make something of myself.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know, Elvis Costello was skydiving. This Wait, music this executive this looks up and he goes, "That's the one."
That's true. I like the way you howl.
That's true.
Dude, have you ever heard his cover of that song Psycho? By it was like this like old folk song that was written by a guy who was later like tried for murder. Like he was like this murderous psychopath, and it's about like burying his loved one beneath a tree or whatever, but Elvis Costello does a very eerie cover of it. And it's
good?
Pretty wild. Yeah, I recommend it.
Really quickly, but we should talk about, we're not going to be talking about the Bob Seger system today.
What's
we're
the system?
That's what that was, what, that was original the original bands. Band, which later became LCD Sound System. And later,
Call
more System of a Down, of course.
He's an innovator. Benjamin Franklin of hard rock.
Yeah, isn't it crazy that he was making a lot of this music when he was like 25 and shit like that?
All old man music.
Yeah,
oh, it's great.
Like, what happened to you, Bob?
So much and Bobby. So little.
Well, I think for a while he was like, when he was in like the Bob Seger system and...
That's a bad name, by the way.
Yeah, it was great that he changed it. But he was
just
kind of like...
Yeah, it was a real Brady Titicar move.
He was just like a real hard road dog for a while and just like not like a national act. Like he could just get by just doing like Michigan and then like, like probably Michigan to like Nebraska.
Yeah.
And just hustling that way. And that's where all these, that's how he got grizzled. So, I mean, you've met those.
Oh, that's
those,
true.
Those
it's like the Oregon Trail.
For sure. You lose 10 years of your life real fast. Just driving those roads.
Yeah, just a lot of like Flying J hot dogs.
Was he doing like covers though? Like that's why I don't get, like if you're just playing like the Midwest and
no,
are
he's
playing,
playing
original,
no,
he had
original
songs.
Music.
That's what's
yeah.
See, I
like,
understand
he
had
albums
had
out.
Music. It's just so weird to picture like playing it like a shitty Midwest room and just like playing original songs. Seems crazy to me.
Yeah, but I mean, he built up a following, I think, pretty quickly. Like just in Michigan or whatever, he had people who liked him, but. And he was getting some work and stuff, but he didn't get like mainstream success until the very year of 1976 is when things started like getting big because they released that Live Bullet album in 76. That
How
was
old
huge.
Was he at that point? When,
Let's
what
see.
Year was
so
he
was born in the very year of
45.
He was like a big brown book.
1945.
He's in front of a U-log fireplace. So he was 30.
Yeah, so his 20s, he was just fucking grinding it out.
Yeah.
Oh, like us all, like all of us.
Sure.
Yeah, like us
so,
right now.
But he was writing
all
those songs,
singers.
Though, then is what my point was. Because he had, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man was back
Who's
then.
My favorite.
What year was that?
Yeah, see, what is that old soulness that some people have where you're just kind of like an old man before you're an old man?
I think
you
have a little bit of that.
Yeah, I love old people for some reason.
Yeah.
You know what
you're
I mean?
A sick freak is the problem.
Yeah, I don't know what is that. But I know this guy, Steve Malik, from my hometown, who sings, he sounds exactly like Bob Seger.
Oh, really?
And he would always, when I did that Strange Behavior show in Boston, he would always, like sing.
Oh, he played before our show.
Yeah. And he just, he's just got this Bob Seger-y thing.
He's great.
Yeah, I know he is great. That venue sucked though. The
yes, it did. Aaron Hernandez.
Oh yeah. That's
Oh yeah, don't
Can we
even
tell that story.
Yeah, for
just about me losing my ID and that door guy gave me a hard time, and then realizing he had seen me before, and then he was like, Tom Brady, we got to get a picture with you.
Yeah.
But he was like an asshole to me the whole time. He's like, no, you can't fucking go in there.
Yeah. What it's a just a bummer room. When like when a comedy club gets bought out by a nightclub and then the comedy club becomes like not the point of the place at all.
We were all performing and there was a giant DJ, like diamond shaped DJ booth that we had to stand
Couldn't
in front of.
Really stand comfortably on the stage.
Yeah, it was very weird. Like even the comic is like second to
But they kind of told you like, don't make fun of the room.
Don't talk about that
Please.
Diamond.
Yeah, don't point out the
It's
obvious.
Like, hey, there's going to be a tiger on stage with you. Don't mention him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
don't fucking talk about that tiger.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Boy, I just looked at a picture of Michael McDonald looks so much like Bob Seger.
Oh, yeah,
and their voices
white,
are
just
similar.
Just white hair and
But Michael
beard.
McDonald is like the target to Bob Seger's Walmart, I feel like. I don't know. Like, he just seems like a little bit more
he's
like...
He's better, you're saying?
Like, he's just, like, upbeat. He seems... His eyes aren't as, like, fucked and stuff. He looks, like, a little cleaner. I don't know.
Yeah, he has a little less wear and tear.
And his music is on the internet, which is nice.
He's also... Yeah, he's a little bit more uplifted. Like, Michael McDonald's like... Yeah, that's not bad. What is that song?
Oh, baby. I think that's all of them.
That's it. Taking it to the streets. Yeah, he was a Doobie Brother, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was also a grizzly bear, according to... I don't think he was in the band Grizzly Bear, but he collabed with them, which is still crazy.
He's one of the dudes in Daft Punk, if you take off the mask. It's just Michael McDonald.
He's also the Gorillaz. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's Michael McDonald and the live Elvis.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that blow your fucking minds?
Around the world.
If you agree with us that those are the two members of Daft Punk, tweet at us and show your gratitude for our
And if you have other ideas about who it could be, don't tweet at us.
Yeah, fuck you.
You can tweet at me.
Yeah, tweet at Connor. It's pretty much a
dead
account.
Yeah, both of his followers will see.
Got his ass. Got his ass. We need sound effects.
We do.
This podcast
that
is
would,
dying.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. But meow, meow, meow.
Overtime.
So, Connor, we talked a little bit about how you got into the Sieg because you were talking about growing up with a radio station that would play it, and you were like, yeah, I relate to this. What are some other memories you have associated with the Bob?
I remember one time in college I got dumped by this girl, and then I got blackout drunk, and for some reason,
savage.
I texted our good friend Jonah Schroed. I just, without any explanation before, I just texted him the first verse and chorus of "Rambling Gambling Man." Like, I just looked at my phone the next day. I was like, "Okay, I guess that's the kind of mood I was in." Rambling Gambling.
Do you remember any of those lyrics? Can we get like a sample of what that was?
I was born lonely down by the river.
I was born lonely.
Oh,
that's
shit.
All you.
That's
need
great.
To say.
Wait, born lonely.
Weren't we all? You
kind of shade to the mom.
Yeah.
Learn to spin the fortune wheel and throw dice.
Oh my God.
What was that? I was only.
I thought you're supposed to roll dice.
Yeah. Did you say shake dice? What was it? Oh, throw them. Well, yeah, no wonder he won anything. He was pissing off casinos all over town.
Yeah.
Chucking dice. Donahue?
I remember it was like when we were downloading music on like Kazaa and like LimeWire and all that crap. That was when I first heard Main Street, that song.
Oh, hell yeah.
I remember standing on the corner at midnight trying to get my courage up. Which is about him trying to gather the heart to talk to this stripper that he's fallen in love with. It's like the most beautiful, like he's like a shy man just at the, you know, like, I don't know, he's just such an artist, you know what I mean?
Oh, he's very self-deprecating in his lyrics. Like,
he's such a tortured soul.
Oh, absolutely.
Little too tall, could have used a few pounds.
Dick's a little small. Making around. Come too fast, women sound.
Yeah, he's like a
couldn't
very,
really cook. Didn't really care.
Like my cock.
Oh, little cock.
Don't sing a song from 1962.
People are going to hate this episode.
You know Bill Clinton's actually from Little Cock?
Oh.
Sweet Willie.
Oh, man. But yeah, I don't know.
Arkansas. That's a... Wait, damn it, Dan Arkin? What's the name of the... this is stupid. What? I fucked up. I thought I had a riff going. Alan Arkin.
That's a person.
My man Alan Arkin saw.
Tommy had had that
cock.
Joke done.
All right, we're close. What's up?
No, I was just saying Tommy had the joke done.
My first Seeger experience, I feel it's like a hack memory, but just driving around in high school listening to Night Moves, I feel like everyone did that. Mm-hmm. But it's like when you experience it, it's like, I'm the only person who's ever heard this song. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Song
right. That's the thing about him. He kind of has a way of like making you really feel like it's yourself.
You feel like you're the one who found out about Night Moves. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
or you
like
wrote it. Like, you are Night Moves.
Yeah, you are Night Moves. Yeah.
Well, for us, because Connor's from Indianapolis, in Bloomington, the one strip club in town is called Night Moves.
That is amazing.
So I just always associated that song with that strip club.
What came first
like,
there?
I'm certain the song. Yeah. I'm certain the song.
Oh, that's fucking great. Imagine that if one of your jokes, like, what's your favorite joke of yours? Like,
I can't answer that.
Double
question.
Dick.
Not a bad joke.
Not a bad bit.
At the new potato or Nazi restaurant.
Whose joke is that? Yeah.
You find that joke on Spotify, unlike Bob Seger.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I recently listened to it.
You did?
I don't remember why.
Wait, you're on
Spotify?
I
like to think it's just on your like spring playlist. It's like the Cardigans and then old Tommy to Cardigans.
Yeah, I'll run to that.
What's up?
I said I'll run to
that. Yeah, look up Tom on Spotify.
Yeah.
I think that's the only song.
Yeah, I don't know how that got on
and
there.
I think it's under Tom Brady.
Shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I guess check that out. God damn it.
He wrote a letter to our rooftop comedy.
Tom Brady gets all the money.
Goddamn Bruce Wayne.
But yeah, did you? Batman. Was that a high school song for you guys?
Your alter ego.
Oh, I see. What's up?
Night Moves is like the high school song. It's like This Must Be the Place was for college.
You know what's so funny? This Must Be the Place, I just now, I'm like, that is the fucking best song.
It's amazing. I'm not saying I don't like it anymore.
No,
it's
I didn't get into it in high school, but now I just like, I listened to it like probably 30 times over the past
week.
It's
one of the best songs ever.
It's so
sure.
good.
Wait,
yeah. The Talking Heads song. Yeah. You know it.
Home is where I'll be. Yeah, okay.
Lift me up and turn me down.
See, it's so good.
I think what I love about Night Moves is he was at like, what, 35, 40 when he wrote that song? And he's talking about banging...
I think
16-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, remember we were all banging each other.
It was the summertime.
Yeah.
It does sound like he's like jerking off to it. He's like, I remember.
That's how the song ends.
Yeah.
I remember.
Dude, what a fucking song. God damn it.
It's great too.
That's a perfect song.
But yeah, right. And I it's just so nostalgic and like, I don't know, I feel like that's
weird. It's weird to picture that song coming out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like there was the time that debuted, which is so weird.
Which is weird because that song sounds like it like exists in infamy. Like
for sure. Like there was a day when it was like the. Have you heard it? Now it's too late to say sorry. And then they were talking about Night Moves. They're like, this is sick. He was that Bieber. He was the Bieber of that time.
For sure. Yeah. Rock hard Bob.
I got into him way after, I think. Because I really loved Take Those Old Records Off.
Old Time Rock and Roll.
From the movie.
Risky Business.
I thought that song was sick when I was a kid.
I thought that business was risky.
It was risky. It was like in rhyme.
We played that song in middle school band.
That had to be like a Jay Leno joke, right? Risky Business.
So I got it. I was just vaguely into him, and like it wasn't a thing I had with my family where they were into him. My stepdad was into like AC/DC and stuff, so I listened to a lot of them. But Seeger just slipped by me somehow, other than the hits that would occasionally be on the radio. And then after, I think it's Seeger is a great comic artist. Like he's a great singer for comics to listen to because so much of his shit is about being lonely on the road.
He's a road dog.
Turn the Page is like I listen to it on almost every whenever I have like a 13-hour drive or something. I'm like on a long and lonely highway east of Omaha.
And you just have a saxophone in your passenger seat. You just pick it up and play along on the soul.
Here I am playing a star again. That's me. Here I go. Up on the stage. We're on the stage. Am I wrong, people?
He was going to like a Michigan biker bar.
And we're going to like
the student center of a college.
Engineering school.
Yeah. Turn the page. Hey, do you have like a greeting bag for me?
Ryan's asking college girls if they have empathy.
Dude, we did a fucking cafeteria gig in Boston. At Wentworth, and it was supposed to be.
I think I did that college with Choxie once.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it was supposed to be like in a performance space, but then the woman was like, "Oh no, the kids are scared to go in there." It was like cobwebby and weird, so they did it in the cafeteria under the fluorescent lights because they thought they'd get more foot traffic, quote unquote.
I thought it was like the kids. There's like they think there's a boogeyman in there.
That was kind of the.
I would have done a boogeyman.
Yeah, it would have been way better.
You gotta give a shit.
Yeah, it was a terrible.
That's how young college kids are these days.
They're so PC. They're afraid of boogeymen. And they keep gendering these boogeymen.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not boogie person?
Oh, you're a cis boogeyman?
See, I grew up on Seeger. Like, I was like 8 or 9. I was listening to like Neil Young and Bob Seeger and like all these like really terrible male role models. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, all these classic rock men are just like really sad guys
for
that,
sure.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like having a bunch of deadbeat dads. Just like tell you how to live your life.
It is funny how successful these people are. Like, these are like the richest, most famous people in an artistic field, and they're all so unhappy.
Yeah.
Like, why are you pissed?
I'm so bummed out.
Yeah.
But I mean, as soon as they become happy, they become irrelevant and boring.
Yeah,
I mean, you know
Seeger,
I mean?
Like, got a family and took like 10 years off of the business. He was just like, I'm out, which I think is cool.
I think he's fine. Like,
no, that's a better move than to keep cranking out garbage.
I mean,
you know
he still,
I mean?
He also did that, according to a lot of people.
Sure,
he also
his
made a lot of
90s.
Yeah.
His Christmas album is dead.
But yeah. I think he just, he
and
likes
don't even,
music.
He did,
don't even try his Kwanzaa album.
They told wait, no, he has a drummer. Wait.
Dude, he
that's one of his three songs
good.
On Spotify. We should listen to that.
It's only Christmas.
Can we play it for real?
Yeah,
dude, he makes
we'll
that song.
Okay.
Up the rest
yeah,
of
yeah.
It.
We need to because that is on Spotify, so we should listen to it.
Oh,
that's
so
funny
good.
That he. I didn't even look because I knew that he was.
There's only three songs, and
that
one of them's
sucks.
Little Drummer Boy.
Dude, he fucking makes that song.
Who's the demand for that supply? You hear Seeger singing.
His like second wife's sister.
Oh, that's a guy who loves Christmas, and yeah, and just went through a divorce.
Right, exactly.
He doesn't. It's this isn't his year to have the kid.
Well, I lost my family. I can still enjoy my two favorite things.
House, bum, 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 bum.
I think that song's usually sung by like children's choirs. Yeah. And someone was like, "No, I need a grizzled Michigan man."
Get Steven Tyler to sing it.
Yeah.
So rocks out.
Steven Tyler's a little much for me. A little over the top.
Steven
well, he's
Tyler?
A Boston guy. You're a Boston guy.
Well, I'm a Rhode Island guy,
I
but
know,
I
but
comedy guy. Wise, I'm a Boston guy, I guess.
The scars
you feel
on
no allegiance?
Mic stand. It's a bit much.
What?
Do you feel no allegiance to Boston?
Do you think
no?
You'll
I
go
don't.
To Boston?
I don't feel not allegiance. I just mean like, I don't know.
Is there a Rhode Island musician? Do you guys have like a? Is there like a?
No, Rhode Island
pride
doesn't really.
Of Rhode Island.
Not really.
Are you the
Tyler
pride of
Stevens.
Rhode Island?
I don't know. I don't know who. Yeah, Rhode Island has.
Who's like a famous in any field from Rhode Island?
It's like
oh,
the
Peter
mafia.
Griffin.
The mafia. Like Griffin.
Oh yeah, all of Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Oh wait, my favorite is Stewie.
And
I like Cleveland.
Nobody likes Cleveland. I mean, somebody must.
You
guys
made
his
white.
The guy who
wrote Dumb and Dumber were from there too.
The Farrelly Brothers.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, the Farrelly Brothers' greatest film is, we did this on next episode. That's a good
credit
for
Rhode Island.
Yeah, for
a small state, you know. But yeah, no, I do feel some allegiance to Boston, but not for certain things like sports and stuff. I don't really give a shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we grew up like liking the Red Sox and the Patriots and stuff, but I mean, yeah.
They're all too good now.
Right. I know, they just own the fucking, they were like what we were hated about the Yankees when we were, you know, young.
Yeah, it's not cool like them. They're not underdogs anymore. It's like rooting for Donald Trump now.
Yeah.
He used to be that underdog we were all rooting
for. But I mean, like, the Patriots are just so goddamn good. I'm so impressed every time I watch. Like, that Super Bowl was the most crazy shit I ever saw.
I've always said they play a different sport than the Bears play. Like, they're technically in the same league, but they're playing a different sport.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's just like.
Well, it's that Deflategate. I mean, they're just deflating.
Dude, Dan Bulger is a great comic from Boston. Yeah, he has a joke about Deflategate where he's like, yeah, make the balls go. What we used to do back a few years ago was we do this thing where Tom Brady, he throws the ball and then Aaron Hernandez stabs the shit out of it. It's fun.
I was about to say, I mean, I think it's a lot of people shit on Deflategate. They're like, oh, the Colts would have lost anyway. And then also it's bullshit. Well, maybe that's true, but I think it is obviously real because Aaron Hernandez killed himself over the guilt about it. That's why he hung himself.
Apparently he also had a gay lover.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That was the news story people were sharing.
Well, in that case, we should make a movie about it. I feel bad for him then. It's funny, like, that, yeah, he's such a piece of shit. It's just crazy that... I realized we had already talked about the Knicks thing, because at the comedy club that he had... that's where
we didn't
all
explain
that
to the audience correctly.
Oh, yeah, we didn't, like, get into it, did we?
No, basically, he was at that club the night he killed the dude.
Yeah.
And, like, so the guy who runs the club tells us that and then goes, so Aaron Hernandez was here the night he killed the person, but you can't talk about it. I was like, why'd you tell us
that? Just looming in your back,
there was a lot of stuff
is
we weren't
like
allowed
a sign
to talk
in the
about.
Green room?
Yeah. Don't talk about the Aaron Hernandez.
When this is flashing, don't talk about Aaron Hernandez.
Plug the web.
They have a switch.
It's flashing all the time, but
it's when his people are in the room. So how do we get onto Rhode Island? So you don't have any. You like Stewie. That's your favorite musician. That's what we had landed on.
Yeah.
But you play music. You play guitar very well.
Yeah, I started doing that.
Did you learn how to play Seeger? Were you ever playing Seeger?
No, not really, actually. But I was playing like classic rock stuff.
Pretty easy tunes.
We were jamming in Boston.
The progressive.
Right?
Over at Janet McNamara's house.
Yeah, there was a lot of musicians happening in my high school, too. It's like a small high school, but like the band is really well known. Like the band director was like taking the kids go to like China and shit like that.
That's cool.
Like winning regional competition.
You didn't go to China, did you?
No, I didn't go to China.
Yeah.
One day.
Someday I'll go to China.
You'll get to China.
Yeah.
That's positive.
Dude, if none of us have been to China in 10 years, I'd say we all meet up. Go to China with the listeners.
Oh, shit.
I'd do that. That'd be fun.
I mean, we're making 20 grand an episode. We could go tonight.
Yeah. Honestly, let's hop on a plane.
Should we do the songs?
Yeah, let's do the songs really quickly. We haven't really gotten into the criticism very much.
Oh, yeah.
So really quickly,
what is the criticism?
Let's do a little bit here.
The streaming thing.
Apparently he had a gay lover.
Well, in that case.
Oh, yeah. We just criticized Aaron Hernandez.
It was
on
Aaron
the show,
Hernandez.
Right? Three people?
So I found a lot of like tweets and stuff. Oh fuck! I actually got some emails I wanted to read. That none of them were negative. Like everybody who responded, for the most part, some people just said he was boring. A couple people, even on the Facebook status about it, were like, "Yeah, I've always it's not for me. I don't really get it." Which I don't understand how you don't get it.
I think that's the biggest knock is that he's too like plain or vanilla. But it's like not everybody has to be David Bowie, you know,
right.
And out there, some of us are just plain dopey white guys, and I need something to connect to, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're not helping your case.
I know.
Adam Sokol, a very funny comedian, said, never cared for him. That's mostly based on old-time rock and roll.
If that's what you base it all off of.
Yeah.
I will say I just searched Bob Seger pedophile.
No.
Yeah, you get anything?
We got three tweets.
No.
We got Bo on August of 2011 tweeted, when I listen to Bob Seger's Night Moves, I don't know whether to think him nostalgic or a pedophile.
Right.
Love the song either way. Bo's not one to pass judgment.
Bo have 15 or 13 followers?
Let's look. Bo has got 764.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Wow, Connor, you got some competition over there.
That was a good tweet.
Oh, shit. Let's see.
And the other two were just one saying Bob Seger looks like a pedophile, and then someone else saying Bob Seger sounds like a pedophile. Mm. So he's covering all the bases.
What's this idea that pedophiles have a look?
What's this idea that pedophiles are bad people? Adam Kashner wrote, I'm sure I'll catch some flack for this, but I've always thought he was vastly overrated. I don't hate his music, but man, I've never liked it. Just don't get it.
Overrated. Mm. I feel like he's very properly rated.
You think? I feel like he's adequately rated.
Yeah.
Although he's selling like his greatest hits sold like crazy.
Yeah.
Their live album is like one of the top 10 live albums of all time. Why is this making weird noise?
How many albums did he put out total? Do you know? Because like I feel like he's one of those guys that like his hits are like mega hits, but there's probably so much garbage. Because
he's one of those guys who's like, I think like right when his kids were born, he took a break, but he just like releases an album like every 2 years. That's just
he's
like
Louis,
his system.
Man.
Yeah. Like,
because he just likes making music. Like, even he doesn't even care about his old stuff. Like, I read this interview where someone was talking about like Night Moves or some album from that. And he was like, yeah, I still play it on the road because people like it. But I think most of those songs are bums now.
Bums.
He called his own
songs. I like that he
bums.
Blames the songs too. That's funny. So here's one piece of criticism I found. On the NEPAnewsletter.com.
Where you get all your news, right?
Exactly.
Subscribe.
It says the Hall of Heaves, a.k.a. the worst songs ever recorded. Bob Seger got a special accolade on this site for having the most songs listed on this list. And they put Against the Wind, Beautiful Loser.
You fucking
Against
idiots.
The Wind.
Betty Lou's Getting
Against
Out
the Wind's
Tonight.
Great.
It's a great song.
I love Against the Wind.
Feel Like a Number, Fire Lake, and Get Out of Denver. I only know
Get Out of Denver's fucking awesome song name.
That is good.
Get Out of Denver.
It's about going sober off weed. Get out of Denver.
Well, dude, whatever happened to those days? You used to be able to run somebody out of town. Like, get out
that's
of
true.
This fucking town, you know? And then they'd stay out.
Now you just start a hashtag and try to get them fired.
Wait, this is the opposite of criticism, but I just found an article called Woman Wakes. It's in Time Magazine. Woman wakes up from coma, announces she wants to go to a Bob Seger concert. And after being in a coma for 5 years, the first words out of her mouth
holy shit,
were, I want to go to a Bob Seger concert.
That's point and case.
Why do I feel
like if somebody was like, oh, the first thing I want to do is go back to sleep at a Connor Delahanty show. God's ass. I don't know why.
But that's amazing.
Come
that
at me, baby.
5 years and she wakes up like Seger. That's enough to be like that. There's something
he
about
touches
him.
People.
He, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, little kids, according to some of these people.
Yeah,
what if that's part
care.
Of it?
She got to meet him after the concert,
wow.
too. I got to get in a coma.
Dude,
I want to meet the MILF
all
hunter.
I got to do is work hard for 5 years.
He's one of those guys. I don't think I'd want to meet him. I don't think I'd want to meet him. I think
oh,
I just want to. I would want to see him in like a smoky room.
Like a silhouette.
Yeah, I just want
to
see
him. I
just want
to tip my hat to him.
I want to meet him.
I want to pass him like on the freeway riding motorcycles.
Give him a nod.
Give him a nod.
No, I want a short elevator ride with him where I don't say anything but just give him a nod.
Grey's Anatomy style.
What is that?
There's a lot of scenes in elevators in that show.
Great rest.
Grey's Anatomy.
For some reason,
style.
Every time I
great
picture
ref.
Bob Seger, I never pictured him in an elevator before. I always picture him
he
like
takes the stairs.
Like he's like picking
oh, yeah.
up a Brillo.
Takes the fire exit.
He's,
yeah.
No, he's never
tumbleweed.
Gone to the second floor.
I just always picture
hey,
him
if
like
it ain't touching dirt. I'm not walking on it.
Yeah, on this dirt road with like rattlesnake boots, you know.
Really quickly, this is, I think, we almost missed this, and this it would have been a bummer. John Cessna wrote in, comedian out of Michigan. John Cessna. He wrote a little story to me about Bob Seger related to stand-up comedy in the Detroit comedy scene. It's a story / urban legend. So he sets the scene. It's the 90s, and a female comedian is headlining Mark Ridley's. The actual comic varies depending on who's telling the story, usually Ellen or Roseanne. Some dude starts heckling her. Heckling goes on long enough that someone from the back yells, "Shut the fuck up!" and wings a bottle at the heckler's head. Dude pops up ready to fight, and the guy in the back... fight the guy in the back. That was a typo on John's part. Fight the guy in the back. But it's Bob Seger.
Is the heckler?
No,
he's
the guy who's
anti-heckler.
Because he's a performer.
Come
and he
on,
respects
buddy.
It.
He's like a hero. Like
need
Austin.
I say? Yes, exactly.
He owned the heckler.
Yeah.
He's heckling hecklers. Like this guy, yeah.
He's a vigilante. Heckler fighter. He's like, yeah, like the MILF hunter, but
yeah.
A heckler fighter.
Yeah, remember hobo fights on the internet? Now we have heckler fights.
Yeah, he was the original Steve Hofstetter destroying hecklers.
Dude, he's this perfect proof that like no matter,
yeah,
if you just commit
shows.
Really hard to whatever it is you do, even if you're reminiscing about fucking 18-year-olds when you're 40, like you're still, if you commit fully to it, you can be phenomenal.
He's
and
got
like
a brand.
You know what I mean? No, but it's just like he... It doesn't matter. He could be singing about anything, and just the way he's going to sing about it because he is so committed to who he is, it's going to sound amazing.
Here's a question for you, Ryan.
Yeah.
Do you think if Bob Seger was born in 1990 and started making music today, the exact same music, how do you think it would be received?
Mm. I don't think it would catch.
Well, we have Bo Bice, and I feel like
oh my god, dude, I actually liked Bo Bice when he was
on. Too,
yeah, I was like, oh, finally, someone singing classic rock on the show.
I feel like we talked about Bo Bice on this very.
I would hope
Bo
so.
Bice.
Someone needs to.
Oh shit, we didn't.
He was an American Idol contestant.
He was the American Idol.
I think he was doing karaoke. I think my sister saw him doing karaoke in Chicago
no.
once.
Oh, no.
And like trying to like get bumped. Like I'm Bo Bice.
Half a mile from the county fair. Rain. So wow.
I want to do Total Eclipse of the Heart.
What was his big song? I danced to it at prom and then
oh,
I listened
fuck.
To it 50 times.
Dude, you know what song that? It has the exact vibe of Uncle Jesse's song Forever when he put that out on the Full House universe. And if every word I said could make you laugh, I'd talk forever.
Is that the Jesse one?
That's Uncle Jesse, yeah.
Man, Uncle Jesse was a killer.
Dude, he had a song, and there was a
still
music
is.
Video with the twins, and Rebecca Donaldson
and
was in
twins.
The music video.
I got kicked out of a Full House taping because I kept shouting,
and
twins!
And I love Full House!
I was trying to do warm up for Full House.
Oh, here it is. I was thinking of Tell Me It's the Real Thing. It's like, tell me what we got. Tell me it's a lie. Tell me it's the real thing.
This is Bo Bice.
Yeah. The real thing.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I gotta that
was, dude, he was like Christian Kid Rock.
He is. Like, and then we got some Bob Seger, Kid Rock comparisons.
Yeah,
interesting.
Some people tweeted at us about how.
That is so.
Like
I don't agree
which,
with that.
They're
it's
both,
just because they're
it's
both
the
Detroit
Michigan
guys.
Michigan.
Yeah.
And he does like Kid Rock. And Kid Rock gave the induction to his Hall of Fame.
I'm sure it was eloquent.
I could really see it in Only God Knows Why. That's where I could really, you know that Kid
yeah.
Rock song? I've been sitting here trying to find
man,
myself.
That song is sick, actually.
Dude,
I like that song.
No, that song is amazing. He's talking about, what is it? I took too many pills. It helps to ease the pain. I watch my youngest son. It helps to pass the time.
Oh,
the guy's
yeah.
great.
So good. That one's actually good. I mean, he's a great guy.
future episode.
He's talking about
yeah.
just like killing time by watching his. Oh yeah, that is a good. That would be a good episode. But yeah, he's such a piece of shit. But it's
oh yeah, Will Winter's
thing.
Gonna do Kid
yeah,
Rock.
Yeah.
I think the other Michigan musicians give Seger a better.
So who do we got?
Like,
we got Eminem, Kid Rock,
mostly
Seger.
Just Kid Rock and Ted Nugent.
Oh yeah,
I think he gets clumped in with them. Where like Ted Nugent's this huge Trump guy.
Yeah,
and
I mean Kid Rock is too.
Yeah, but Seger is like
Kid
he's
Rock.
Spoken out about climate change.
Oh
before.
Really?
Yeah,
he's not like,
we need to go
I'm
against
telling you,
the wind.
Yeah, exactly. That was the first protest song. But I think,
we're running.
I think he's like more moderate than people give him credit for.
I think he is a Trump supporter. Have you heard his song "Down on Mainstream Media"?
Oh my god,
you've heard it.
Turn the page on your fake news.
Yeah, got his ass. I found some criticism from Googling. Oh yeah, we found actually something really funny because you know the way that we research for this podcast. Is we sometimes we just type into Twitter, Bob Seger sucks, and Bob Seger is gay.
Which is not a comment on what we feel.
No. It's just what
it's
we're...
It's the best
we're,
way
it's
to
just,
find idiots.
We're
right,
trying
those,
to
yeah.
think like a pedophile, you know? You gotta think like the bad guys.
Which is why I search child porn.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit, I lost the tweet I was looking at earlier, but I'll find it real fast, you guys...
My college roommate took my computer and typed in kitty porn.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's not
I was
good.
Very mad at him.
Yeah,
that'll
lame as fuck.
Get you
that's
trouble.
Just not even funny.
He's a pharmacist now.
That sucks.
He has pills.
That's what happened to the NBA player Birdman.
No, he's a bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
He took those Pacers out. Man, I fucking hated that guy. All those tattoos. Clean it up, Birdman.
He had one good
you think Seager has any tattoos?
Somebody, no.
Yeah. I think
he's
so.
A clean boy.
He might have like his
it's
wife.
It's an interesting question.
He might have
that
like
is
his
interesting.
Wife's, I feel like he's a have has his wife or daughter's
I
name
think he has mom
somewhere.
With a heart.
I feel like he has a fucking coiled up snake on his calf.
Like he
yeah,
wouldn't.
Oh
see.
Yeah, he's somebody
like
you don't
nothing
tread
you can
on. See.
Right.
Nothing you can see with clothes on.
Right.
For
right.
sure.
And he never wears shorts. I would never see Bob Seger in shorts. Like he comes out of a swimming pool, dry denim.
You'd only see tattoos if he was like putting a deck together or something and had like a sleeveless shirt on. Hey Bob, what's that mean? I don't talk about that.
He's doing some roofing.
Yeah.
Is that a Marine tattoo?
It's funny that he was like, not, yeah, he wasn't like in the war or something.
But he has that credibility.
Yeah, we're like,
which
he's
he
a veteran.
It's internal war, baby.
If we're doing the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm saluting him, obviously.
Yeah, I take my hat off for Sieg.
No, so, okay, I found this. So I searched on Twitter, Bob Seger gay, and our friend, friend of the, well, actually, he hasn't been on the podcast, but he was a big girls' night person, Mike Cronin.
Friend of Tom and Tom.
Mike Cronin of Cincinnati. Oh, are you out on Mike Cronin?
All right, we'll see.
Ooh.
Very funny boy, Mike Cronin.
Love you, Bob Seger.
Had tweeted, "I can't believe Bob Seger wrote that song about turning Ellen Page gay." Obviously, commentary on the song "Turn the Page."
Did y'all ever see Hard Candy?
Oh yeah, that movie's
that stuck in my head. You ever see it?
No.
She castrates a man.
Oh shit! That's yeah, that movie. Sick.
Spoiler.
Hunter would love that.
Yeah, it got
she
me
like
hard.
She like Chris Hansen. She traps a predator. She like invites yes. over a predator and then cuts his dick.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
I have a buddy who I've. I
she won
say
the
buddy.
Internet that day.
The first to hit on Reddit. Reddit weird news.
Our cringe.
Yeah. When I was in college, I did improv with this guy. He was a fucking, he would lie all the time about stuff. It was a fun experience. I made a lot of good friends, but there was our leader was a fucking dude leader? Who would lie about the weirdest shit. He told us that Will Ferrell was coming to one of our shows. He's like, dude, get hyped. Will Ferrell is going to be here tonight.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus. Did you believe
him? He said that. No, I was like, I had already figured out because I had caught him in some stuff, and then it was a big point of contention. But one of the lies he told, it was so funny after it turned out that Ellen Page like came out. Not that this couldn't have happened, but he had told us like literally, I want to say 6 months before she came out, that he had gone on a date with Ellen Page and made out with her. And I was like, there's no fucking way that's true. And he was like, yeah, I just wasn't that into it or whatever. And we were like, there's no way that's real. And then when she came out as gay, I was like, can you at least admit that doesn't seem kosher?
She kept looking at this
what
hamburger
is that?
Phone.
I know some people that do that where they like lie and it's like even they know you know they're lying, but they're still lying.
They just commit hard to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but like what? But I feel like it's like this thing of like they don't feel they're interesting enough or something, so they have to like. Is that what that is?
Compensate? I don't know.
But maybe. It's like it's not
or
like lying to gain anything.
Maybe they think you're stupid. Because I remember when I was a kid, I lied all the time. I was like, these fucking idiots believe this. Look at them chewing it up, and then later they were like, yeah, we knew that you. I would make up all
what
these fucking hot stories. I would talk about making out with people all the time. I was like, yeah, you know, Cassie Merriman, I fucking got in there. We were six.
Oh my God.
Why would that be a thing?
Oh, Thomas, not bring got up in Cassie. There.
But, oh. Not that one. We're not allowed to talk about me being a virgin ever again on the podcast. We got criticism.
Kevin Lomkovich with his keen ear noticed that we've talked about that at least four times.
Yeah. Well, now it's a fifth.
Hey, Lomko.
There was a time in my life when I hadn't had sex. Isn't that weird?
See, Ryan, like, when did you lose your virginity?
When I was in the summer going into 11th grade.
See, ooh. I knew you'd be out. You're a young, attractive man. You got long hair. Women probably eat that shit up.
Huh? Yeah, yeah,
they're stupid. They probably yeah. eat that shit.
Your
up.
Hair is a lie.
No, it was short then. It was shorter.
Oh, wow.
Like not this. Not like it wasn't long like this. It was like on the longer side, but it was shorter.
But you had that Kimmel credit.
Hey, lady.
Hey,
give me
lady.
10 years.
Do the baseball card bit.
Yeah, I'm getting horny.
Yeah, it was, this girl in the next town over who...
Oh, yeah. You don't have
I had to go cross
yeah,
county
Yeah, she was
lines.
From Canada or whatever.
Yeah, you guys don't
Why
know
would
her.
Why you lie in retrospect?
Yeah. No, we were in a band, and it was like, it was...
you are Manchester by the Sea, by the way.
Oh, my God,
it's
yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
That movie was, like,
yeah,
I was literally
downstairs.
Watching my
That's insane.
Childhood. Like all the, just Lee. Like this, dude, my favorite scene.
Lee, you need furniture, Lee.
My favorite scene was him just walking, like moving a stick across a bunch of bars on the gate of a cemetery.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, that's, I know exactly. I laughed out loud.
I don't
in the
want
theater.
Him to freeze like, at that.
It's like, how many different ways can we see this guy be sad? You know, I don't know. Fucking
unreal. It was a great movie.
Oh, it really great was. Yeah.
My favorite of the year.
Hmm. Oh, man. Yeah.
But
it was
he mostly
wild.
Supports. Casey Affleck's personal life.
Yeah,
that's
I think
he
he's a good guy.
I didn't even think it was that great of a movie. I just thought, I think it was just one of those things where it's like, I totally get, you know, remember when the football coach calls him the kid in and he's like, you know, I lost my dad at a young age too, so. And then there's like no emotion being, you know, like that sort of thing.
Well,
like,
I just
those
I
are
think
the guys that love Bob Seger. You know what I'm saying? Like they can't talk about shit, so they got to drink.
The
and
guys
then
who just push it down.
I loved it because I thought it was just like Irish Catholic guilt porn was just the whole thing. It was just like if you are a Catholic and feel bad about stuff, like watch this movie and you will.
Watch
like,
him just drink at a bar and just stare
it's the best,
through someone.
Yeah. John Ozalea has a funny joke about it because he's from Boston too, and he's like, "I don't like that movie because it perpetuates the untrue stereotype that Boston people have a reason to just randomly fight people in bars." It's like, no, that guy just ran out of Percocet. That's he did not just kill his whole family.
That's pretty good. Check out John Ozalea on Twitter and you know, at a local stage near you. We had one more thing I was going to cover before we jump into the songs. But you know what? Let's just
Benghazi?
Go into the songs. Yeah, yeah. What happened there?
Yeah, Ryan, what do you
Ryan
think about Benghazi?
Benghazi?
Yeah.
In terms of what?
Just what happened.
I don't fucking know.
All right. Let's go to the music.
Yeah, let's go to the music. I did tweet at someone who tweeted, like, Bob Seger sucks. And I said, hey, why? And he got really aggressive. And he was like, he's been a slow pitch down the middle of the plate since he got started. Did he ever try something interesting or new?
Was it Pete Rose? Yeah. Just right to the baseball metaphor for no reason.
Pete Rose would love Seger, I bet.
How'd he get in the Hall of Fame?
It does feel like Seager should be banned for some reason. You know what's weird? He was on steroids or something.
He definitely bet on himself.
My first girlfriend, back to the virginity thing, my first girlfriend was dating like a high school senior. Ooh. And like I started dating her like right after they broke up. Ooh. But it was like, so she was like totally flip-flopping and I found out about it or whatever.
John Kerry.
But like that guy's profile on AIM was Bob Seger lyrics. It was like, turn the page. So like, Bob Seger's like all up in this whole, you know, like it's like, it is that, just like driving and, you know, Night Moves is all about like, we weren't in love, but we were having some fun and blah, blah, blah in the sun. You know,
splish splash. I was taking a bath.
You know, it's just this weird thing because it's like it feels like he misses her, or at least misses that moment in time. You know,
for sure.
But it's like he's not fully committing to any. You know, it's just like this. It's this perfectly non-committal fucking song. That's why if it was about a specific girl in a specific moment, it would not resonate with so many people.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm loading these songs up. This
I was killing
YouTube
time with my
voice. Can we do a little Drummer Boy really quick?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Well, Spotify will be easy, right?
No, all the folks want to hear it.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be fine. Here's some
all the
Seger
good Christians want to hear.
So everyone close your eyes, picture snow falling, picture chestnuts roasting. Where?
Dude, you know
what we should do? Open
fire. Let's both of us load songs on these so that they're loaded because it's our internet fucking sucks. So it might be a little easier if we switch back and forth on this one. But here's the little Drummer Boy for you, you sick fucks. You sick freaks.
If you would turn the page.
Oh, there we go.
Come, they told me.
Oh, yeah.
Bum, bum. Our newborn king to see. For a bum, bum.
This is everything you wanted to
do. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-ra-pa-bum-bum, to set before the king, pa-ra-pa-bum-bum, ra-pa-bum-bum, ra-pa-bum-bum.
What a bad song.
It's not working? Yeah, this song sucks.
It doesn't
need to be
heard.
You guys are going to lose points for that song. Yeah, Connor can't hear anything. This is the first time
we've
been light on headphones.
I know what it is.
I feel bad. You're not going to be able to jam out. Part of me wants to switch back. I feel bad having the headphones. So that was Little Drummer Boy. That song sucks.
Well, that song sucked from the beginning.
It's not their fault. It's not Seeger's fault.
No, he did what he could with that song.
That's true.
He was probably doing a favor for someone.
Let's try to. I'm going to try to go to Night Moves real fast.
Doing a favor for God.
Every day.
Which one of you pitched Night Moves? We did the same thing we did with Nick and Dan on the Steely Dan episode, where we gave Connor and Ryan both three songs apiece to show us what's so fucking great about Bob Seger.
And Connor just put Little Drummer Boy three times. That was
weird. Connor fucked up.
Nah, I never fuck up.
Is this working? I think I might have put Night. It could have been anybody. It could have been anybody at this table.
I put Beautiful Loser, Traveling Man, and Turn the Page.
I don't think this is going to work. It doesn't seem to be.
Should we play them out loud?
Yeah, I mean, let's just do that. I'll just play it into the microphone. Our internet is just so shitty in here that it's not working. Is it? Do you have one loaded? This is the worst. I'll just edit this out. Yeah.
I have MILF Hunter Extreme. I think it's loaded. I think it should be good if you had play.
Oh, there's one of them. Here's a little bit of Night Moves.
Perfect song.
The Trusty Woods.
Slenderman loves it.
I use her. Awkward Teenage Blues.
Sick. It is kind of sick watching the video because you just see him jam into it. You guys can't watch.
Hang on, wait. Get the summertime in there. Love
right?
It. Oh,
what a
yeah.
Song.
It's a song
God
about finding
it.
Yourself in the summer.
Yeah, it's about finding yourself as a teen, you know, like you don't know how to fuck and you're trying
like
to figure it out
blues.
And it's all weird.
Like,
yes,
what are,
exactly.
What are these
Everything
parts?
Sucks.
I like her parts, but what do I do with these parts?
Learning.
In the back of a 60 Chevy. It's good.
In the trusty woods.
That's got to be the worst lyric.
That
the
is,
trusty woods.
Yeah,
trusty
that's very wood. Weird.
Not the metal
that is
woods.
A very,
very
white man lyric. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not a lot of women trusting the woods.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, you know, I got a fucking cot out there if you want to go fuck on it.
Nothing as dependable as the woods.
Yeah, no poison ivy. I checked. You can get naked and feel free.
Oh, shit. Can you unlock this for me? Nogi.
Everyone knows my
code. And we're still away.
1679 for the listener.
What is that? The year you were born? Old ass.
1679.
Got him.
Is there a significance to that?
Against the wind, right?
Is 1679 mean something? T Mac?
That was my high school locker combo.
Whoa.
Those awkward teenage years.
Did you pick Turn the Page? Oh, hell yeah. Oh, I told you to. I forgot about that. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no. Double dipping.
On a long and lonesome highway, east of Omaha. You can listen to the engine moaning out his one old song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
It's weird to specify between woman or girl.
But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do.
Everyone should watch the video.
Riding 16 hours and there's nothing there to do. And you don't feel much like riding. You just wish the trip was through.
Dude.
Here I am.
Where?
On the road again.
Again?
Here I am.
What?
Where?
On the stage, here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page.
Right,
God
that's
damn.
A great fucking song.
Woo!
I mean, that's my favorite Bob Seger
song. It's a fucking
Seger
road song, man.
That's great.
It has this, like, sort of, like, sound that just, it feels like with the, everything, like the advancements in technology and everything, it's never gonna, like, that sounds like it's old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like, even that mentality of, like, I'm just a guy driving in a truck and I'm Like, I don't know. It's just like that's not being marketed anymore.
Here is we're just gonna scoot through these, yeah,
which is fine. I don't
this
think
this is
that
Main
many.
Street. Oh, man.
Yeah, first lyric is unreal. I remember standing on the corner at midnight, trying to get my courage up. A little club downtown. Love to watch her do her stuff. Through the long, lonely nights. Feel my sleep. Body softly swaying to that smoky beat. Down on Main Street. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Not a lot of
I think we're all in agreement. Come on.
Come
on. You don't like that?
Not a lot of daytime tunes.
What the fuck do you like if you don't like that? You
no,
know?
Yeah, that's just unreal, man.
That is just so good. What do you do with that, you know?
Yeah, I just can't, like, I can't get enough of these, like, lone, like, I don't know what it is, but, like, Neil Young has that, like, loneliness that's just somehow optimistic also, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like this hollowed thing where it's like you're not complaining about it, you're just really in touch with it and, like, feeling it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, there's something that resonates. What do you got there? Oh, yeah.
Which is this,
I mean, Jesus Christ, just cut my balls off.
Put it, like, up against the... There we go. But it was long ago. Jenny was lovely. She was the queen of my nights. There in the darkness with the radio playing low. And the secrets that we shared. The mountains that we moved. Moving mountains. It's so funny how bad it sounds compared to how he looks.
What a line. We were running against the wind. The age of innocence. We were young and strong, but just
running against the wind. Great.
And I do want to say, if you're mad about the audio quality, get fucked. Because
yeah.
We're just guys trying our best.
Yeah, we're
trying
our best.
We're just also, running against the wind here.
Also, this goes into the secret criticism, you know. Which one of us?
But that's
is
what
way
a
up.
Lot of this stuff is like.
I've got
you know what it is.
Beautiful okay. Loser queued up here.
A lot of this stuff he's been singing about, like some untainted past. You know, like he's always thinking about like back when it was. You know, but that's like kind of what America fucking is doing as well. You know what
wow.
I mean? That's but like I don't politically think that that's. But like the feeling of like you know young whatever when everything was, you know, true or something. You know,
he's just kind of it's appreciative of his ignorance.
Right. And like almost misses it and mm-hmm. wants to get back to a place mm-hmm. where he but he can't, which is why he's a responsible human being. He's like I that was great but I can't do that.
I'm a new man now and those are
those
the
were the
days,
but like I'm going to face reality cuz I'm not a fucking punk bitch.
Yeah. All right, this is Beautiful Loser. Is that true?
What?
You can try it.
Yeah, I don't think you have one.
What can't you have?
Money.
What about you, Tom?
Wait, what was it called?
Just what can't you have?
Oh, boy.
This is
the worst thing we've ever done.
I can have it all. and soaking in.
Oh, so Connor says you can have it all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jam.
See, the thing is, like, if he was ever happy, he would suck, I think. And like, that's what it... Do you understand what I'm saying?
Totally.
Like, yeah, that's, yeah, like... Yeah. So you can't have it all... Like, yeah, like, it'd be like if... like, when a comic, like, makes a lot of money, and then they, like, become happy, and then it's just like, oh, there's no substance here at all.
Well, then they just start singing Little Drummer Boy.
Who? Like, you're saying Bob Seger did it? Yeah,
yeah. Man, it is so dumb that we played that.
No, it's funny.
No, it's not. It's great.
That's some people's first impression of Bob Seger.
All right, last song. This is called Traveling Man. This is called Muslim Band. Leaving my home, leaving my friends, running when things get too crazy.
Out to the road, out beneath the stars, feeling the breeze. Passing the cars, women have come, women have gone. Everyone trying to cage me.
I'm trying to cage.
Some were so sweet, I barely got free. Others, they only enraged me. Sometimes at night. This is enough. Yeah, this song sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, fucking Turncoat Tommy.
Man.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's not
but that's
Four
the thing.
Non-Blondes.
Like, here's a, like, Bob Seger, yeah, I don't know. He kind of sucks, but, like, you know
oh
what I mean?
God, Ryan,
but no,
you're
no, but I, you're talking to someone who I enjoy things that kind of suck. Like, I like what he is. Like, he's perfectly himself. That's what I mean. Like, he's not fucking... flawless, you know. I don't know.
It's
not
like I know McDonald's is not good food, but I like McDonald's.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, let's give our scores.
Okay,
what do you
I wouldn't even say McDonald's.
So we score out of six.
Yeah, we score out of six because there's six songs. Should we add Drummer Boy into that mix?
No, Drummer Boy is not.
That's
just,
it would have been an empty point for you.
All right, I'm gonna give Seeger a 4.5 out of 6, taking away one full point for not being on Spotify because that is so lame.
So, but it's just, so he would have gotten
just
a 5.5.
He only wants to release things just full album. Like,
I understand,
and
it's still
he
horseshit.
Can't come to an agreement. But it's mostly because his
because
like,
he kind of sucks.
His manager, his like manager of like 40 years just doesn't want to do it. And
that
he's
is,
like, I don't handle business
it
stuff.
Is
My
kind
manager
of,
does that.
It is kind of beautiful that he just has that. I read that he's kept the same manager for 40 years.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, he's awesome.
But his manager clearly just doesn't understand the internet. I feel like that has to be part of it. He's I don't know, understand these clicks or whatever. Can't we just release the album on a denim jacket?
Wait, didn't they just get one song?
Yeah, so 1 point off for Spotify and the other 0.5 for that last song, which I thought sucked.
It's
yeah,
funny,
yeah.
I was... gonna like do 0.5 off for that one song also, but when we re-listened to it just now, I liked it more, so I'm gonna bump it up a little 0.2, and I'm only gonna take off 0.7 for not being on. I think a full point's a little harsh.
I would agree.
So I'm gonna give
a bitch.
He's a bitch. He's a lover. He's a child. He's a brother.
Meredith
Brooks.
So I'm going to give it a 5.1, I believe, is what
nice
that
score.
Adds to. Because I think the rest of the... I think that might be the highest score. Maybe it's up there with ABBA.
I will say Night Moves, I think, is the best song of all the songs we've covered so far.
I would disagree, but I think it's a great song.
What do you put above it?
I would put... you think of all the
I'm
songs?
I'm talking of all the songs of all the
wow.
episodes we've done.
Wow, interesting.
It's so flawless.
Yeah, it's a perfect song.
I think I would put a Seeger song
like
above all of them.
Busted by Ocean Avenue. Yeah.
Honestly, anything by Ocean Avenue.
Rolling?
Sail Away or whatever.
Rolling or My Way?
Anything from I wish it happened. It was, people, that's the one we got people mad at us on. I love Turn the Page. Main Street, goddamn. You know what's funny is I think there's actually a song you guys didn't put on this list that I think is better than anything we've heard.
Old Time Rock and Roll?
No. It's one of the lady songs. Catmandu is good, Old Time. But it's one of the
Fire
ladies.
Down Below?
No. Goddamn. I don't want us to go
Still
through.
The same. That's a song.
I think Turn the Page might be my favorite, though, that we've done. Oh, We've Got Tonight is so good. And Someday You'll Accompany Me. God damn, they're great. I'm a big fan. One of the reasons I was okay with us doing this at Seeger as an episode is I think that I have heard criticism throughout over time, obviously. But one of my
over time. It's a very obscure callback to something I said that
you
no
said
one
it
laughed
earlier
at.
That was like I think
no
it,
one laughed.
I think
at
people
it.
Were talking over it.
Thank you for remembering that.
No, great joke. Great joke, Tom.
Yeah, I'm impressed over here.
What a nimble mind.
Okay. This self-proclaimed.
This is what three silver bullets looks like, baby. We're on the same page and turn that page onto the next segment. Yeah.
Man, Tom, you're doing a great job at drying up.
We gotta go
hey,
home,
shut up. After Portland, I was like, I'm going to take a couple weeks off of drinking. And then last night got me back in. And then I wasn't going to drink. Well, I'm not in. But then you brought these silver bullets home. What am I going
to
not
drink them?
We're going to talk about Bob Seger sober? These fucking
Wait,
clowns?
Wait,
it's against the law.
Is clowns it, coming to our house and they want to talk about Seger?
This is my house.
They come into our
Shut
podcast
up,
studio, you clown. You should go
I
to Washington.
The fucking bills.
You
should
you guys
be a
understand
politician.
What I meant when I said that he kind of sucks, but that's why he's awesome? Like, does that make
no,
sense?
No, for sure.
Like,
yeah, because
I feel like you end up falling in love with people's flaws. Like, that's what you like about like
you don't
Neil
want
Young.
Yeah,
and all
you can't
that.
Have everyone be.
Yeah, like even Kanye West, like you like how like it's what makes
Big
you
Kanye.
Human.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? The
Kanye
fact that you kind of suck, it's like that's
Bob
why you're
Seger.
Awesome.
Don't talk over Ryan, goddamn.
Well, because like Mariah Carey has
oh,
never
Tommy
allowed
it,
anyone to see her suck. Mariah Carey has never allowed anyone to see her in anything but like great, like a nightgown, whatever. And then when she had her weird melt, everyone was like, "Yeah, I knew it. You're human. Fuck you." You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Why. Like, so these people are like getting real, as opposed to Mariah Carey being like this perfect, whatever the hell.
You know? For sure,
no respect
well,
for her.
Let's wrap up this.
She lost her whistle tones, and she lost my respect.
Ooh, whistle
oh.
tones.
Yeah,
that's a
whistle
then.
Tone. You remember you know that? Stuff that
oh,
she did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She can't do that shit anymore.
Who's the very hilarious comedian she's with?
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon.
Mr.
Right.
No, he dumped her, though.
He dumped her?
Oh, yeah.
Because of the whistle tones?
Because of the whistle tones.
Because she had twins.
Man,
did she
have
twins?
He's wilding out lately, man.
Oh, this guy. Jeez.
Someone called Jacob Williams. Huh?
look, guys, I think we're all in agreement. We all love the playlist. Great job, guys.
Yeah, we love
we're
going to
wrap up here by playing a little game. We played this with Nick and Dan. I think it's fun to do. Where it's the Spotify game where we each band that's on Spotify, even Seeger, but he's only got three songs listed, so he only has three listed under his popular. Every artist has something, a little part, five songs listed under popular, some of them four. And you guys are going to play a game where I'm going to read one of the bottom song on this artist's popular list, and you try to guess as to who I'm talking about. And if you guess the right band, you get to try to guess the rest of the songs that are on there for points. And if you guess wrong when you're trying to guess the band initially, you lose a point. So it's very complicated. It's very much like a Doug Loves Movies game that I enjoy, and this, but it's for music, so it's okay. I assume. okay, so the first one here. This is gonna be a good time. I'm pretty psyched.
And keep in mind, right now it is like 1 a.m. for those. So if you're mad at us for not being smart, that's why.
Yes, that's true. So the first song is called "Bored to Death," and don't guess Connor Delahanty. Stand up.
Is it Jason Schwartzman?
I'm just playing, Connor. Goddamn.
They couldn't tell I was frowning. You didn't
they
have to say
frowned.
It.
This is an inside
no,
joke.
I can hear
that. If you're, not on,
it.
If you think that I'm truly being mean to Connor, you have to understand that that's an inside bit. And
oh,
they listed
yeah,
him
an
as
inside insult.
They listed him as Snooze Fest on the Go Bananas website.
They listed me as Snooze Fest on the Go Bananas website, and then they canceled my week. So, fuck you, Cam O'Connor.
Yeah.
When the bit goes too far.
So, Bored to Death is the first one. The next song is What's My Age Again?
Blink-182.
Connor got it first.
All right, Connor, you got 1 point. You want to try to guess the other three that are on there?
Bored to Death.
All the Small Things.
Okay.
Miss You.
Okay. I don't think you're going to get the other
that's
one.
That's all
right
I got.
Now. What do you think?
I think Damn It.
Yep. Nope. Connor got it. So Connor got I Miss You and All the Small Things. The other one was She's Out of Her Mind, which I don't know either.
No.
So
is that
Connor,
about that Miley Cyrus?
It is, I believe. So Connor starts off with 3 points. All right. Next one is the first song I'm going to read you is Rockstar.
Is it Nickelback?
It is Nickelback.
Whoa,
yes.
I'm impressed.
All right, so I will say Photograph.
Okay. This one's going to be hard.
I think I know one of them.
This is How You Remind Me.
Okay.
Which is called How You Remind Me, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think that's all I can do. I don't think
you
I
got
can
one
I
of
guess
them.
One?
You can guess.
Again, they recently performed it on... Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend. Sound of Silence?
No. Nickelback?
You're thinking of Disturbed.
Oh, shit. They're all the same.
So the other songs were When We Stand Together, If Today Was Your Last, I assume Day is the rest of its dot dots on it. And then dots, a bunch of Indian people. Ah, all right.
No.
You can check out that bit on Spotify as well.
That's nice callback. Overtime.
Burn It to the Ground, and then How You Remind Me. So you got 2 points. Right now we got 3-2 game.
What was the number one on that?
How You Remind Me. But I really
am. Eager should cover that.
Most of these are bands that we could do on the podcast.
I was thinking of Aziz Ansari.
All right. This one, the fifth song, the one I'll read first, is All My Life.
Casey and JoJo.
No. That's a good guess, though.
Foo Fighters.
Fuck.
That's Connor. That's right. Oh, you could guess the other four.
All my life, I prayed for someone like Foo.
And all my life, I've been searching for something never.
Everlong.
Okay.
Dave Letterman's favorite song, Inexplicably.
Yeah, I thought that was so weird.
So funny.
It was touching, though.
Yeah, and he was like, now to perform my favorite song. What the fuck?
I've been waiting 30 years to tell you all. This is my favorite song.
The Pretender.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you until you say them all.
Oh. Learn to Fly.
Okay.
Mentos.
And
Futos.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Can you throw out one guess? Because you're close to a perfect game here.
I think I know what it is, too.
I thought I knew what it was. And I was wrong.
If he
place.
Doesn't guess, I want to guess.
Okay. And if Tommy gets it right, he wins.
Best of You?
Oh, God, it's a perfect game! We got to end on that. That's a perfect game. I mean, nobody can come back from that. 5 for 5.
She got 5 for 5.
you want to do 5 for 5? We can play reverse where you try to guess.
50
I fucked my teacher, can tell. guys, let's end it with that. Thank you very much for being on the podcast. Connor is our winner of
thank
the
you,
episode.
Thank you.
Connor wins.
Came out on top in the end, baby.
Oh, Jesus. He's wearing his green shirt. Don't tell us that we shouldn't have done this episode.
Please,
fuck you.
For the love of God, leave us alone.
We're tired.
Support the show, but leave us alone.
Please, please check out Ryan Donahue.
Check out his podcast, Strange Behavior.
Recorded in this very apartment.
Sometimes.
With my enemy, Jeff Sheen.
On that podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course, man. And check out Ryan's show, Hush Money.
Every Monday.
Every Monday at Pink's, yeah.
Check out Connor Delahanty.
Yeah, don't follow me on Twitter. Instagram, I'm fun. I post pictures of me when I was fat. There That's cool.
Is it at Connor Delahanty?
Yeah, at Connor Delahanty.
You have so many job pictures.
I'm at Ryan J-A-Y Donahue.
Yeah, listen to Strange Behavior. I produce that podcast.
J-A-Y and Yase Flow.
Venmo me at Venmo Connor Delahanty. You send me like 75 cents.
I thought you were at Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, I'm at ACLU.
Wait, somebody did that and got a bunch of money. Kind of fucked up.
Kinda? That's pretty fucked up.
It was a comedian, but I mean, it's fine. It's fine.
Wait, what was the scoop?
We don't need to get into it.
All right,
it.
We'll talk about it off air.
Tommy, is that Tommy McNam?
Yes.
You have any dates you want to play? This will probably come out next week.
If it's next week and you're in New York, come to the WNYC taping, 20th and 21st. Look it up online.
Joe Firestone.
Friends for Now. Yes.
I will be, I think when this drops, I will be in the sweet city of Chicago.
Same.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What
I'll be at Talia Hall on Thursday, the 18th of May. That's right. No, Friday. I'll be at Parlor Car on Thursday, and then the 19th I'll be at Talia Hall with Nikki Glaser, and then I'll be at Laugh Factory the rest of the weekend. So.
I'll be at the Laugh Factory the weekend after you.
Ah, shit. We'll check Ryan out at the Laugh Factory the next week, and then, I'll be in Chicago that week. Guys, if you like the podcast, rate and review us, so we'd appreciate it big time, and we will suck your dicks.
Yeah,
we'll do
suck
it.
Suck all
We're
those
drunk.
Cocks out there. Your we'll dry cocks are not dry anymore.
thanks, as always, to Mike Carrazza and Bob Nugent. Guys, stand by your band. Bye.